Oh, I love it. Taylor Swift, Brendan Urie together, and me from 2019. I dedicate that to the Elliards, Emer, Cormac, and Tighe. A big hello. They're coming to see their cousins in Galway for the first time in months. Everybody's so excited. And thank you guys so much. There's so many messages coming in about families being reunited, and we will read them all out. Head to childrenshealth.ie/greatirishbake/signup. And the big event is this coming Friday, the 21st of May, all to raise funds for Crumlin and Temple Street. And you can sign up, and Children's Health Foundation are just behind this, and it is remarkable. And it's a great way to raise funds for such a wonderful organization. You can also go to todayfm.com/donate. And Tracy Kilgannon is a remarkable person. And every Saturday, since the start of April, we've been running this little baker competition, and she is one of the main reasons why, and the Children's Health Foundation. And the aim is to inspire you to take part in the Great Irish Bake and raise funds to support vital, life-saving work that takes place every minute of every day in Temple Street in Crumlin. Tracy is from Cork, and she has her own story about the doctors and the nurses who saved her son Noah's life. She said the fact that he is still here is 100% down to the amazing staff and doctors at Temple Street, and she joins us now. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, Alison. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, thank you for sharing your story. And it's not an easy one to share. So Noah was born in October 2018, and he was born a healthy baby. But about 2 months into his life, you noticed that he wasn't gaining weight. And in fact, he was losing weight, and he never seemed to settle when he was being fed. So you started with a GP in Cork, and then they sent you on to the Cork University Hospital, and eventually you were sent to St. Bridget's Ward in Temple Street. Will you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, so as you said, he was born absolutely perfect. Everything was going great. He was my third baby, so I kind of felt like I knew what I was doing finally this time around. And then at about, just after he got his 2 month vaccinations, he had been gaining weight. Everything was going great. Suddenly, I felt like he was losing weight, and he was very unsettled. He was vomiting a lot. His nappies became, you know, very different to a normal baby nappy.
And I
wasn't happy that he was progressing, so I went to my GP. He had a chest infection, and she said if I wasn't happy, come back in 2 days. So I come back in a few days. So I came back in, and he had lost 1.2 kilos in that week, and he was nearly back at his birth weight at 10 weeks old.
Wow.
We went straight from there into CUH, and they were amazing. They did every sort of a test under the sun, but it became rapidly very clear that we needed specialist help more than they could provide, and we needed to go to Temple Street. So we travelled up from Cork, and my husband, and from the minute we walked in the door, I mean, you can imagine the drive up, the fear, and your tiny baby, and I'm saying goodbye to my little girls. They were 2 and 4 at the time, and you don't know when you'll be back. And just walking in the door, like, being made to feel so welcome, and like I always say, it was like joining a family rather than entering a hospital. They were just amazing, every single person in there.
They are remarkable. Now, we have not had nearly as extreme circumstances, but we have been to Temple Street a few times with my daughter, and they really, it's like you described, Tracy, it's their faces as you walk in. They know, they can see the fear and the panic and the upset in the parents and the other family members, so they know how to cope with it so well. They really do. So you were admitted to St. Bridget's Ward, and of course, as you just said, you struggled being away from your daughters and your husband as well, and it was a little while before they recognized or were able to diagnose Noah's disease, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So St. Bridget's Ward would be the specialist centre for mitochondrial diseases in Ireland. So they thought from early on that it looked like it was presenting as a mitochondrial disease, but there's over 500 of them.
Wow.
And a lot of them are just so rare that you would never ever think that it would happen. And a lot of them, you know, they're genetically inherited, so they would need to come from both parents. And you know my husband and I hadn't known each other before we got married, so we didn't think it was possible that we could both be carrying the same faulty gene for some extremely rare disease. So we were there having so many different tests with so many different teams of doctors, but right from the beginning, Noah's consultant, Dr. Joanne News, was convinced it was a mitochondrial disease.
Right.
So she began like slowly trying to test through all the most likely ones first and working her way through the over 532 different ones that they are. You know, so it took a number of weeks. She was incredible. She had, his blood sent to so many centres of excellence around the world. He had blood in America, Newcastle, Stockholm, Manchester. I can't even tell you the amount of samples he gave.
You, of course, obviously, he's so tiny, he's little, he's yours. Mm-hmm. So you slept in a chair in his room every night and you stopped counting after 100 nights in the hospital.
Yeah.
I just when I read that from your letter first, Tracy, I was like, to get even into your headspace during that time, it's just, people can't. Like, we can sympathize, but to empathize is a whole different thing. So on the 28th of February, World Rare Disease Day, Noah was the 24th person in the world to be diagnosed with TRMU, which it has 16 survivors to date. He's the 17th. What exactly is it then?
So it's TRMU mutation. So it's a type of mitochondrial disease. It was only, I think, classified as a disease in 2015, so if this had happened to us any earlier, we probably still wouldn't know what was actually going on.
Yeah.
So mitochondrial diseases are very difficult. You know, for a lot of them, there is no treatment, there is no cure. The prognosis tends to be very bleak, because if you can imagine, a mitochondria is in every single cell in your body, so it can impact everything, you know, every organ, every part of your body can be affected, and it's the part of the cell that provides energy. So if your mitochondria is not working, you can't grow, you can't develop. You know, he became very floppy, he started regressing on the milestones that he had hit.
Yeah.
He wasn't gaining weight, even though he was being tube fed 24 hours a day continuously. We couldn't stabilize him or his blood sugars. So the TRMU mutation specifically is incredibly rare, as you said. There's 24 known cases in the world, and he's the 16th to survive. So as bleak as it sounds and as hard as it was, like, we count ourselves to be the absolute luckiest family walking around every single day.
He continues to, you know, his journey with physio and speech and language therapy at Cork University Hospital. So he's at home with you guys.
Yeah, so we spent most of that year in hospital, definitely, as you said.
Yeah.
We stopped counting at 100 nights, and occasionally we would be transferred by ambulance down to CUH in Cork for the weekend so that we could see his sisters.
Of course.
Or we might be let come home for an hour. So the day I got the call of the news, it was World Rare Disease Day, and I was at home with Noah. We'd been let out of hospital for 2 hours, and we were trying to make the most of it at home. And the doctor rang, and I could tell she was really emotional, and I was like, oh goodness, what's she going to say? And she said, look, we've confirmed it's a mitochondrial disease, and we've been prepared all along that if it was confirmed, you know, he likely wouldn't see 6 months. There could be implications for his two sisters in terms of being tested as well.
Right.
So in that moment, like, I just remember, like, thank goodness I was sitting on the rug, because I think the legs would have gone from under me.
Yeah.
And then in the next breath she said, but it's one of only two that if we can get through this critical period, it has a better outlook. So they told us if we could get him to the age of one, you know, that he might be okay.
He's
2.5 now, and by the time he hit two, his liver just miraculously started making an enzyme to make up for the one that he was missing at birth.
Wow.
So he was missing an enzyme that had to absorb fat from food, so he couldn't gain weight.
Oh my gosh, he's incredible. A tough little guy, Tracy. And he actually likes a particular track, so I don't have time to play it in this hour, so I'll try and do it in the next hour. But he is remarkable. But Tracy, you're remarkable, and this story really confirms why people need to donate. todayfm.com/donate, and they can make a difference for the Children's Health Foundation and people like Noah and yourself. Tracy, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And you're a remarable person. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Today FM. Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis
and Cadbury. Let that glass and a half spirit fuel today. Today FM.